Joined now on the sideline report by Eli Pepper, who is the new men's basketball coach at West Kentucky Community and Technical College. Eli, good morning, and tell us about the new job.
Good morning, Todd. Appreciate you having me. I took this job at Paducah. Got a bunch of good kids, a bunch of excited kids trying to get this program established. But it's been a good time.
Tell us about kind of the schedule you guys play, and what kind of teams do you play?
Yeah, I play a lot of community colleges, preparatory schools, and JV teams like Brescia's JV team, yeah. Dyersburg State Community. We'll play in a tournament here in 2 weeks in Olney Central in Illinois with some NCAA-sanctioned teams since we're not. It'll be good. And then at the end of the year, we'll host our own invitational for the guys, have four teams come in, and hopefully walk out of there with a trophy in our own gym.
Yeah. Now, how did this opportunity kind of come about for you?
Yeah, it came about really weirdly, a lot of prayer. I was really wanting to get my feet wet and get a head coaching job, kind of see how good I am, how good I can be, and if it's really something I wanted to do. Princeton connection I didn't even know I had was up there, though, and they gave me a call. They said the job was available, and I took full advantage of it.
Really? Well, that's good to have those connections then, because that worked out really good for you. And when you went to college to play basketball, was becoming a coach someday kind of part of the equation?
It was never part of it until probably my senior year. You know, I knew I wanted to go play after I got out of college, but as soon as I got out of college, I was ready to get back into it. And on the coaching side of things, because I've told a lot of people, it's a lot easier to tell kids what to do than be told what to do for your career. So it's been a good time. I've enjoyed it.
Well, and you played for Casey Alexander down at Lipscomb, and he's now at Belmont. And we just talked to Dave Winder about Belmont's headed to the Missouri Valley, but you had to pick up a lot of things from that situation.
Yeah, Coach Casey, he's a Hall of Fame coach. You know, he coached under Rick Bird, played under Rick Bird, who is a Hall of Famer. Learned a lot, and you know, it's the most important thing I learned from those guys are relationship based coaching. I still talk to those coaches once or twice a week. Him and Coach Ricciliano down there. So that's probably the most important thing I took from them, but also schematics and plays and stuff like that you can take from them any day.
Well, I was going to ask, does that kind of shape the way you want to try to play?
Yeah, it does for sure. The biggest thing it shapes is recruiting. You know, they recruited a specific type of player, smart players, not to the size that Division I players usually are. That's how I got there, you know. Not by my ability at all, but it's when you get to this level, this JUCO level or prep school level, you have your hands tied with a lot of players that you recruit. So that's something that I'm really experiencing the learning curve of is recruiting kids and getting kids into our program. It's hard to get kids into a program that's not NCAA sanctioned when you can't offer a scholarship and only a two-year school and things like that. So that's the biggest learning curve so far, but I've enjoyed every little bit.
Well, that was my next question is where do your players come from?
Yeah, right now most of our players are from Paducah. I've got two players from Carbondale, Illinois, and then I've had two from Cape Girardeau, and I've got one from Ohio. Nice thing is we have a little tryout before the season usually, and most players find out about us just through word of mouth. It's not actually us going out, and so we'll get to have that once a year. But I'd like to bring the recruiting to this end of the state, Region 1, 2, and 3, because a lot of players here don't even know that we have a program down there. It doesn't get talked about enough, but hopefully some wins and some things like that will turn that around really quickly.
Well, one thing you can offer guys is playing time.
Yeah, for sure. The best part for our program is since we're not NCAA sanctioned, you don't lose your NCAA eligibility if you come play here. You can get a head start, get your associate's degree in 2 years, and we'll still walk in and transfer into an NCAA school as a freshman.
Okay.
Technically. So that's our biggest selling point recruiting-wise. But we got to get that out to more people. That's a really big thing. You could call us a prep school, but you're working on college classes, getting a college degree, associate's degree at the least.
Well, that's a perfect situation for a guy that maybe isn't ready just yet to go to that NCAA school, but thinks he may have a future, and he can get ahead with his schoolwork too.
For sure, and that's the good thing about this side of the state, why I want to bring recruiting here. There's probably more kids that need a little extra help, extra push in the classroom, and they are ready to go to NCAA schools, just not in the classroom level yet. That's something we can provide, and that's something that our program takes very seriously as academics, and it's been really good for us so far. Our kids have been great.
Well, have you guys started practicing already?
Oh, yeah. We've been practicing since late July. We had a preseason jamboree tournament this past weekend, and Carbondale. We played much better than any of us thought we were going to be. We looked a lot better. And, I mean, we came out and made shots, and that always helps in basketball. We ended up 0-3, some really close games. But these prep school jamborees, I'm learning a lot about, are kind of just thrown together. And, I mean, it was 20-minute running clock. So it's not actual real games, but it was very – I was very impressed by our kids.
Now, do you have a limit on the number of players you can have on your team?
Nope. Right now we've got 11 right now. We'll pick one up after the Christmas break. He's coming from Triton University. Very good player. Glad we found him and got him. Jermaine Davis. He'll be really big help once we get to the Christmas break. But we'll be fine until we get there. We got start next week playing SEMO Prep on Thursday in Cape. Really looking forward to that. I know the guys are ready to see some new faces.
Well, and you mentioned before we came on the air that you'd even had to kind of take to the court for a couple of practices.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's our kids, they have jobs. There's full-time students and full-time athletes. So their plates are full, and I feel for them. I tell them all the time, that's something I didn't have to deal with. I was lucky enough that all I had to focus on was sports and school. But they have jobs. So a lot of times we'll end up with only 9 or 8, 7 at practice, and I've got to jump in there. But it's good. I'm glad I'm still young enough and able to do it, because I don't know how much longer I'll be able to.
Well, we talked a little bit about, you know, the style you want to play. Do you have something you really want to try to get accomplished, or are you just kind of trying to look at the kids and do whatever kind of fits what works for them?
Yeah, see, that's the biggest thing I'm taking from high school. In high school, you don't get to recruit your kids, so you've got to kind of cater to them and their abilities. But we're going to run a lot of the same stuff that we did at Caldwell, because our kids, they latched onto it really well, and I think if I could teach them that, I can teach WKCTC kids that. We'll run a read and react 4-out-1 in offense where I don't have to have my kids go from point A to B to C, where they can learn the game, and they don't have to be robots. I want them to have freedom and autonomy. I don't want to just be their boss out there. I want them to really learn the game at the level that I tried to under Casey.
Well, at Caldwell, you and Daniel Cookie Hitko and Dustin Cash combined to make Caldwell one of the tallest coaching staffs in Western Kentucky.
So. Yeah, I miss those guys already. I still try to talk to them as much as I can, but I wouldn't be at WKCTC without those guys. You know, Coach K taught me so much, not just on the court stuff, but another relationship-based coach and a guy I'll forever be thankful for, a guy I look forward to calling after every single game, and him calling me after theirs, because I'm still going to keep up with those guys. But, yeah, I already miss those guys big time.
Well, at Caldwell, you're one of the only guys to ever have a triple-double. And then then you had a big career at Lipscomb, and I think you're still among the A-Sun career rebounding leaders.
Yeah, I had a good career. I'm glad it's moved on. I'm glad the ball's stopped bouncing. It's nice to be on the other side, because now you kind of get to see the mind games and the chess behind the game. But, you know, I'm kind of getting thrown in the fire, and I'm learning a lot the hard way. But it's been good. I've enjoyed every bit of it.
Well, and got to play a little professional basketball, too. So I would think all of those things, you've kind of seen it from a bunch of different directions. So that should really help you when you start trying to coach a team up.
Yeah, it's good. I can pick and choose from different schemes and strategies that I want to use, because I've got to play under three incredible coaches who run three different systems. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to form my own but still show where I come from, who I learned from.
Well, as you think back, what are some of your best memories, first of all, as a Caldwell County Tiger?
Yeah, best memory, Lord. hitting the buzzer beater to beat Madisonville for the regular season district championship was big. In our own gym, that was really big. That's probably the number one. And then even though I didn't play my sophomore year in football, going to the state championship, that was top. Just going to getting to see all my friends and their hard work and success pay off. And, you know, they still talk about it. That was another big-time memory from my high school days.
Well, did anybody ever look at you as maybe a football player?
I got offered by Murray State. I went down there to an elite camp with Drake Van Hooser and D. Kane and a few others, and I had a really good showing, really lucky day. And I did get offered. I think about all the time where I'd be if I would have went and played football, but I've never been more comfortable with a choice than going to Lipscomb.
Well, you said when you signed with Lipscomb that you wanted to play in the NCAA tournament, which Lipscomb had only been an NCAA member for a few years, I think, at that point. But you guys got to do that.
Yeah, I think during my recruiting process, Casey did an incredible job of kind of forming a picture of where that program was going and where I fit in. And everything he said kind of came to fruition. You know, he told me I could go there and play. I wasn't going to ride the bench, and I could be a contributing factor. And he brought in incredible pieces around all of us, that and we all fit really well together and played well together. And yeah, that was the goal: go to the March Madness at least once. We should have went twice, but surreal experience, best sport memory I'll ever have.
Well, and still some of those guys playing in the NBA.
Yeah, Garrison Matthews, still I talk to him 2 or 3 times a week, roommate for 4 straight years. But he's doing good. He was on the Celtics for a little bit. They offered him a 2-way. I'm not sure whether he took it or not. I need to check back in with him. I know they played last night and he didn't play. But that's another good guy right there, another guy that knows the game incredibly well that I love talking about it with.
Talking right now with Eli Pepper, head coach of basketball at West Kentucky Community and Technical College. And Eli, that's kind of a mouthful. What's the abbreviation you guys use for all that?
We just call ourselves the Weeky Tiki Stars. We kind of make fun of it a little bit because it is a mouthful.
Well, and I was going to say that a lot of people might remember Paducah Community College a little easier, and they had some big basketball teams back in the day.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, a lot of people didn't even know that there's a program there, and I didn't, to be honest. And when I walked in, you get to see Mr. Billy Boyd's name hanging up on a banner from when they won the national championship when they were NCAA sanctioned. So they're trying to bring that culture back a little bit, and I hope I get to be the foundation and the start of that for sure.
So the Stars are ready to play, and you mentioned the season getting underway. What's kind of your goal for your first year there?
Yeah, I've got – of those 11 kids, I want to be able to send them off to NCAA schools and live their dream and play NCAA-sanctioned basketball. Because it is a dream. It's a great place to be, and those kids deserve it. And I've got a few kids that can do it. So I'd like to have 2 or 3 in NCAA schools for sure, and I want to have a winning record for sure. There's no doubt about it. We can have it. But, yeah, we're super excited, ready to get going next week.
Yeah, you mentioned during the break there that at this point you're kind of having trouble getting a lot of fans in for your games, though.
Yeah, and like I said, wins will take care of that, and you'll bring fans. But right now, due to COVID, we're at a 50-person max in the gym. That includes our players. So it's going to be tough to get fans in there. But hopefully we can generate some excitement around the program and get that lifted if we can get this COVID thing taken care of. I know everybody's tired of it, but we'd love to see anyone in the community that wants to come out and see a game. Come on, I might know a guy that can get you some tickets, I guess. But like in January, we got 6 games, 5 are home. That'll be a good time to come. But it's Halls Gymnasium in Paducah, right off exit 7. It's on your first left. I'd love to have anybody from Princeton there and show what we got going on down there.
Yeah, that's a big opportunity there, and are you hoping that maybe eventually this leads to something bigger and better?
I love my job at Farmers Bank. I'm very, very blessed to work at a place that allows me to still coach and chase my passions. So I'm looking for another coaching job, but of course that would be cool to go to an NCAA sanctioned school, be a coach. And do stuff like that. But I'll take this as collegiate coaching. It's been a goal, a dream, and I love where I'm at. I wouldn't change it for the world right now.
Well, and you're young enough. You still kind of relate to those guys. So it just has to be a lot of fun to go to practice every day and get ready for games.
It is. Thin line where sometimes I get confused with the players that we're not buddies. I'm their coach, and they're my players. And they get it confused too. But it's also good. They feel like they can talk to me about things they maybe wouldn't with another older coach or something like that, and the normal coach you'd imagine having. But it's nice to have friends that are your players, and you get to go see them every day and try to influence them, give them advice anytime. It's great.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and telling us all about it this morning. How's your golf game going?
Not good. I haven't played since the 4-man, so it's not looking good right now.
Well, I was going to ask you, who's the better golfer, you or your brother Jake?
Jake, by far, there's no doubt about it, legitimately, but yeah.
All right, who hits the ball farther, though?
I can hit it farther, not straighter.
Well, good luck to you down at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, and like I said, we've got what'd you say you called it?
The Weeky Tiki Stars.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Well, I appreciate it, Todd.
Yeah, thanks, Eli. That is Eli Pepper. He's the coach at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, basketball coach there, and, of course, a former Tiger standout. Went on, had a great career at Lipscomb University in Nashville.